Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning. It's another hot one. Matter of fact, it's pretty much going to be like this at least through next Wednesday. Not a rain cloud in sight. Let's check in with Dean Richards, find out what's going on in the entertainment world. Hi, Dean.
Hello, good morning. And happy almost 4th of July.
Yeah, feels like Friday. And why do people want to stop this Paris Jackson movie?
Well, some people are calling it blasphemous. It's a movie that is... The name of the movie is escaping me right now, and really it's irrelevant. The role that Paris Jackson, who is the late Michael Jackson's 22-year-old daughter, the role that she plays is a lesbian version of Jesus. So this petition was started on change.org to stop the movie. They're calling it blasphemous, and they are trying to stop the national distribution of the movie. So far, 270,000 people have signed the petition. The producers of the movie say that that's not what it is, that it's a party girl who is infatuated with Jesus, and Paris Jackson has not issued any comments on the whole thing. But it's about as controversial as you can get, I guess.
Yeah, is this supposed to be a Netflix project?
This was supposed to be an independent movie going to theaters.
Hmm.
So whether that... It was not specifically Netflix. I would imagine it's going to wind up online someplace. But we have no idea on to which service it goes, if indeed it does go. I mean, with... It is getting a lot of publicity right now, but you know whether that publicity is good and is going to wind up meaning anything, we don't know.
Also, a little controversy about Mad Men and what they're doing.
This is kind of interesting because Mad Men, of course, started off on AMC, then it went to Netflix, and now it's moved to another online platform that's called IMDb TV. That's put out by Amazon, and it will make its streaming debut in the next couple of weeks. But the third episode of the third season of Mad Men has an episode called My Old Kentucky Home that contains a blackface scene with its character, John Slattery. So instead of pulling the episode or cutting the scene, like a lot of shows have done, IMDb TV decided to run it, but they are running a blackface warning that goes along with it that says one of the characters shown in this episode is in blackface as part of an episode that shows how commonplace racism was in America in 1963. In its reliance on historic authenticity, the series producers are committed to exposing the injustices and inequities within our society that continue to this day. So, you know, this is a kind of a brand new way of dealing with this, because up until now, 30 Rock, The Office, Community, The Peep Show, lots of different shows and some movies have either pulled episodes that contain blackface episode scenes or have just killed the episode entirely. This is very much like what they're doing with Gone with the Wind when it was first pulled by HBO Max and now has been put back on, but with a preface explaining the context in which slavery is depicted in the movie.
Well, in the case of Mad Men, like Gone with the Wind, it's set in a specific time period.
Right. That's the point. And I think this is a very interesting way of not necessarily, you know, finding a way to show blackface, because in a lot of cases it's buffoonery and extremely degrading. I haven't seen this episode, but it sounds like it makes a very specific point about racism in the early 60s. So this is a very interesting way of dealing with all of this.
Talk about interesting ways to deal with things. Will Smith is dealing with marriage in a unique way. Tell us about this.
This is such a weird story. So we've got Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. They've been married for almost 25 years now. The other day, in a radio interview, an R&B singer by the name of August Alsina said in the interview that he had an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith, and that Will Smith gave his blessing to the singer to have the affair with his wife. The singer and Jada were introduced by her son, Jaden Smith. Sound like a soap opera much?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In this interview, August Alsina said that he vacationed with the family in Hawaii in 2016 and instantly fell in love with Jada. He says, "I totally gave myself to that relationship for years in my life. I truly and really deeply love her and have a ton of love for her." Now, Will Smith has reacted to this by calling the accusation completely wrong. Jada says it is absolutely not true, but this is what's out there right now. This guy, August Alsina, in the interview says that it is, and that he considers that family like his own family, and that he is madly in love with Jada Pinkett Smith.
One big happy family.
As the world turns.
Yeah. Let us know if Will announces he's going to be dating somebody soon, and we'll know more about this.
There have been rumors about an open relationship in that family that have been denied, but it's not the first time that this kind of thing has been discussed in Will Smith's family.
Well, it won't be an official entertainment report unless Dean Richards gives us at least one cancellation. What have you got for us today?
I don't want to give these cancellations. We are required by FCC law to give you at least one cancellation per day.
Sure.
It's our requirement. Now the Austin City Limits Festival has officially canceled itself. This normally happens in the fall, and the organizers say this is the responsible solution to this. So they've already announced dates for 2021. They're telling fans, if you've already bought tickets for this year's festival, and it's a pretty big deal, you can use them for the following year, or you can get a refund at your point of purchase for that.
Dean Richards is on the entertainment beat, as always. What's Mark Wahlberg up to, Dean?
Well, yeah. Have you ever gone in for one of those allergy tests where they test you for everything?
My wife has. I haven't done that, though.
Yeah, I've done it as well. They do, it's called a scratch test. And they did mine on my arm, where they sort of scratch you in about, 16 different spots with different potential allergens to see how you react to them, and then they can tell you that you're allergic to this or you're not allergic to that. I'm allergic to cats, for example. Not the musical, although I hated it, to actual cats, and I am deathly allergic to horses, as it turns out. They told me that if I'm going to be around horses, I should carry an EpiPen. That's how allergic I am to them. But Mark Wahlberg went in for one of these tests, and they did it on his back. I think maybe the doctors or nurses just wanted to see Mark Wahlberg's back.
I'm just allergic to work, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's, as you know, especially right before a holiday weekend, I can understand that. So they do this scratch test on his back, and they've got 20 different scratches with different allergens on his back, and it turned out that almost everything reacted. Turns out Marky Mark is allergic to just about everything. And he posted a picture of himself on his Instagram page with his back and all these irritants, and if you're allergic, it shows up as a bump on your back, and he's got all these bumps on his back. Chris Pratt the actor commented on the picture, saying, "I'm no doctor, but it actually looks like you're allergic to getting poked by needles," because he's got so many reactions to the whole thing. So that's our medical report from the entertainment desk today.
All right. Well, now he probably feels like, whew, I don't have the virus now, but I'm allergic to everything.
Right to everything else, right?
All right, let's get to the story of a couple of our favorite cartoon characters from MTV.
As I've been calling it, this is the reason that we are the way we are today. Because we, in some ways grew up watching Beavis and Butthead on MTV. That's the greatest. The greatest highbrow intellectual story. I wonder how they're telling this story today on NPR.
I don't know if they're using the sound effects. I'm not sure.
That's actually a little creepy when it's looped like that. Beavis and Butthead was a big MTV phenomena. It actually ran for 18 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
On MTV. And Comedy Central has just announced that they're going to bring the boys back for a 2-season order and possible spinoffs and specials. Mike Judge, who is this creator of Beavis and Butthead, will write and produce the new series. He will continue to do the voices of the famous couch potatoes. But what can we say about them coming back? It's cool.
Yeah, all you can say is that says it all, doesn't it? And
practically every guy I grew up with, by the way, right there.
Finally, let's get a little preview of what Dean will be doing on WGN-TV.
Well, I cooked yesterday. I did some grilled pizzas yesterday. And I'm going to be grilling again tomorrow. But Home Run Inn Pizza, famous Chicago pizzeria, put out a line of frozen pizzas, as many people have. And they said, we've seen you do pizzas, from scratch and dough with those bubbly pizza crusts. How about doing some pizzas with our frozen pizzas? And I said, sure, I'll give that a try. I've never done that. It certainly is, easy and convenient. And that's what it's about for a lot of people when you're going to be grilling. So they sent over some frozen cheese pizzas. And what I wound up doing was creating some special toppings to put on the cheese pizzas to see how they came out. So I did a gyros-style pizza. It's the frozen. I would use the ultra-thin crust that they have. I like the thin crust better than the thicker crust. And it's gyros meat. It's grilled onions. You put that on the grill, let it bake for a little while to warm it all up. And then when you take it off, you put on the cucumbers, tomatoes, and the cucumber and dill, creamy sauce, the tzatziki sauce on it. It's just like having a piece of a gyros sandwich. It's really quite delicious. I made a taco pizza on the frozen pizza, put a very thin layer of refried beans, put some grated cheddar cheese on there, some chopped olives, black olives. I baked that, and then when I took it off, I put on some chopped lettuce and some sliced avocados and some salsa. That also was really tasty. My favorite of the three that I made yesterday was the chopped margarita pizza. Margarita pizza is, mozzarella, tomatoes, and basil normally. I chopped all of that up and put that on top of the frozen cheese pizza. And I baked that, and it was unbelievably delicious.
Man, look at you. I'm kind of a purist when it comes to pizza. I'm your basic, sausage and mushroom guy. But I think Vivian has a comment on your Greek pizza. Vivian is our producer in charge of Greek pronunciations. What do you got there, Vivian?
I just wanted to tell Dean that I loved his pronunciation on tzatziki and gyro.
Oh, God.
That
congratulations,
that was so
Dean.
Good.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to try to face my family? family if I can't. And then get the gyros and the tzatziki.
Happy eating this weekend. And
we've got the recipes just real quick. WGNTV.com/Dean Cooks. And we're going to be doing some cool burgers on the grill tomorrow. I'll tell you about them then.
Enjoy the holiday, Dean.
You too, Bob.